Numbers 24, verses 10 to 14. The tables turned. Now, I know I've given an overview about Balak and Balaam and shown their reactions and their motives as best I can. And I know I'm in the process of dealing with the oracles. But we get this passage here in Numbers 24, 10 to 14. And I think we should just pause for this discourse and look at what's going on here. The tables turned. What am I trying to say? Well, Balak has given three of the oracles now. He's given three messages from God. And it's just got worse and worse for Balak. He wanted Israel cursed. But what has happened? Balaam has been a blessing to them. But then he said that. I can only say what the Lord said, and I can't curse what God has blessed, and that's the end of it. God has got Israel blessed through this mess going on here. But it gets even worse for Balak now. And here is a very important lesson. We get it written out in Scripture for us. You remember it says about the people who dig a pit, and they fall into the pit they dig for others. They fall themselves, and they're caught in their own snare. And this is exactly what happens here. Instead of getting Israel cursed, what happens here? Balak ends up with Moab cursed. This is a staggering thing here. Let's look at it. Then Balak's anger burned against Balaam. He struck his hands together and said to him, I summoned you to curse my enemies, but you have blessed them these three times. Now leave it once and go home. Get lost. I don't want any more of this. I said I'd reward you handsomely, but you're not going to get a penny piece. The Lord has kept you from being rewarded. Balaam answered Balak, did I not tell the messenger you sent me? Even if you gave me your whole palace full of stuff, I just couldn't go beyond what the Lord has said, the command of the Lord. I can't go on my own accord, good or bad. I must say only what the Lord says. Now, I am going back to my people, but come. Here's the sting in the tail. But come, let me warn you of what this people will do to your people in days to come. Numbers 24, 10 to 14. Do you see the point? You want me to curse Israel. Moses can't protect them here. You got them in your sights. You want them cursed. And they're down there, as it were, innocently not knowing what's going on. But God is looking after them. And what is more, you designed their cursing. But I tell you this, the tables are turned upon you. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. That's Balak. The Lord has Moab in derision here. They ventured to put their fingers, their hands upon Israel. And God says no. And he plays with fire, does Balak, and he gets burned here. That's the warning. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. Psalm 2. The Lord shall have them in derision. Oh, yeah. Now, here's a very, very important point. The folly of fighting against God. Unbeliever, don't you realize by refusing to trust Christ, by refusing to repent of your sins, by refusing to acknowledge that you suppress the truth about God, you know there is a God. You know the evidence of it. You know the speaking power of it. And you refuse to listen to it. You blind your mind to it. You shut your eyes to it. You suppress the truth. I'm saying this from Romans chapter 1, 18 to 31. You're showing contempt to God. Here's Balak. He's angry with God. He's bitter. And all the greater is his fall. So I warn you, my friend, the more you resist God now, the longer you put off trusting Christ. And if you never trust him at all, if you refuse him, the awfulness of that I cannot stress too much. You have been warned. You have been given the gospel offer. If you've been listening to my discourses for any length of time, you'll surely know that Christ is freely offered to you. The invitation is free to you to come to Christ. Learn from Balak here to try and resist God and fight against God and say no to Christ and to pour scorn upon Christ and turn your back upon Christ, whatever. That's the gospel message today. For Balak and for Israel, we're back in the Old Covenant, but coming into the New Covenant, coming into the Gospel, this is what it is now. Christ has come and the revelation is here. God has spoken to us by his Son, and more than spoken to us, Christ has died for sinners. His blood has been shed. His life has been lived. He's raised from the dead. He's ascended into glory. He's coming again. Will you not trust him? Will you not receive him? No. Many unbelievers will say no to it, or they'll find some excuse or put it off. You're not resisting the preacher, my friend. Well, you are, but you're resisting God. The tables are turned. It's a warning. It's a warning to me as a believer. Don't resist God. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Don't fight against God. Don't rebel against him. His word is paramount. His truth must triumph. May we learn from this. All the bluster, all the anger, all the bitterness, all the promise of reward to Balaam. Balak can offer this, he can promise that, he can say this, he can say the other, but God will have his purpose. And in the end, Balak will rue the day that he ever tried to resist God and fight against his people. May God bless this discourse to us. Remember, see past the days of the Old Covenant. See past Moab, Balak, Balaam, Israel, Moses. See past all that and see yourself. See, I want to see myself before God, before Christ, with his word. What am I going to do with the word of God? What am I going to do above all with Christ? Oh, do not resist him. Do not fight against God, but yield to him. Submit to him. For Christ's sake, amen.